Gladly, the angel said to those disciples, "You men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up in amazement? For this same Jesus that you see taken away from you shall come in like manner." Amen. Thank God. We will see him again. Thank God. Praise the Lord. We're just going to give these folks some time to pray. Ain't in no hurry tonight. Go ahead and be turning your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians, or 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3. Thank you, Brother Todd. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3. Just a simple little thought tonight. I won't keep you long. We've got a lot of people out tonight and homesick. And I know Brother William and Brother Levi, they're out of town working. And Brother Freddie's got hung up at work tonight and just different ones. But God knows exactly who's here, and he knows what we need. I had this thought the other day, and I thought about preaching it on Sunday night, and the Lord's just kind of steered us in a different direction. But I want you to look at 2 Thessalonians chapter number 3. Are you there? Amen. All right, let's look at one verse tonight, and then we're going to keep your Bibles out. We'll hop around a little bit. But the Bible said, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you." Let's read that together again. "Finally, brethren, pray for us." Now, this is Paul's request. This is what he's asking. He said, "Pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified." Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this evening, God, we thank you for a good day. And Lord, we do appreciate and thank you for the rain that was so muchly needed, God. And we just want to give you glory for it. Thank you for allowing us to be together tonight. And Lord, we just pray that you'd bless the reading of your word. Help us to be a help and a blessing to your people. And we'll thank you, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I read this the other day, and I thought it was kind of strange. There's all kind of prayer requests in the Bible. Have you ever just ran through there and the times that even just with Paul, as he requests prayer for himself or prayer for the ministry or prayer for this or prayer for that. The prayer requests are all through the Bible, but this one struck me kind of funny. I've read it over and over. It just never sat with me like it did the other day. He said, "Pray for us, not that we might preach a great message. Pray for us that we might see many saved." He said, "Pray for us that the word of the Lord might have free course and be glorified." Now stay with me just for a minute. What was he saying? Pray that the word of God would not be hindered. Pray that it would have liberty or free course. Free course, what's that? That's the way in which it moves. Amen? Pray that the word of the Lord would be able to go whithersoever it will, amen, and not be hindered by anything. And I thought, my, what a prayer that we ought to pray in America, that the word of the Lord might have free course. We're living in a time when they don't want the word of the Lord in our nation's courthouses. The Ten Commandments are out, amen. That's funny, isn't it? How a court of law would not desire God's law to hang on the wall. Yeah. Amen. And I believe I know the reason why, because all them crooked lawyers got to stand there and look at it hanging on the wall all day. Amen. Probably bothers them just a little bit. But I thought, my goodness, they've kicked the Bible out of public schools and prayer out of public schools. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that the Word of God no longer in America has free course. Amen. There were days in Congress and in our high political offices in Washington, D.C., when political leaders quoted the Bible, presidents quoted the Bible. Amen. They called the nation to days of prayer. You know what was so great about early America? That book right there had free course. That book was not bound, it wasn't hated, it wasn't abused. Are you listening to me? And we ought to pray again that the word of the Lord might have free course and be glorified. Amen. Well, people used to make statements all the time. Well, the Bible says. Yes. People be in discussion about something, just normal everyday folks, they say, well, the Bible says. Yes, but nobody is concerned anymore about what the Bible has to say concerning the matters of life. Amen. Amen. And we ought to pray that the Word of God would get back to the place in our churches and our homes and our country where it has free course. Yes, amen. You know what Paul realized? Paul realized something that I think every Christian ought to realize. It is not me. It is not me, and it is not you. It's not my power. It's not my might. It's not my education or my brilliance. Are you listening? It's this right here. Amen. You know what the Lord said? He said His word would never return unto Him void. How about that? It's this book right here. Why does God continue to save people around this place? We see somebody saved here weekly. I mean, just every week somebody gets saved here at our church. It's because I'm a great preacher. No. No. It's because we have a great book. Amen. He said His word is truth. And if you shall know the truth shall make you free. Is that right? Amen. It's that the Word of God has free course in this place. Now, I don't want to beat a dead horse or to harp on something over and over and over, but you know very well around here, we believe the King James Bible is God's Word. Is that right? Yeah. We don't believe in adding to it. We don't believe in taking away from it. We don't correct it with the Greek or the Hebrew. Yeah. Amen. We believe God is able to give us His perfect Word. Yes, sir. Amen. And preserve it. Yeah. Are y'all all right? Man, what kind of God would it be to give us a Bible and go, oh, wait a minute, that one's not right. Here, take this one. No, wait a minute, that's not right either. Here, take this one. No, wait a minute, that's not right. Here, take this one. Are you listening? I believe God's able to give us His perfect Word. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Somebody said, well, I don't like the these and the thous. I love it. Amen. That's one way I know I'm reading the Bible and not a comic strip or a newspaper. Amen. 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 And it's not the these and the thous that make me so mad that they mess with. It's the blood and Christ and, amen, are you listening? Yeah. We believe the King James Bible is the Word of God. Amen. Amen. And we uphold it and we defend it. Therefore, I believe at Happy Valley Baptist Church, the Word of the Lord has free course. Yes, but it needs to go beyond there. I want it to go to Villarica High School. Yeah. Amen. I'm telling you, this thing is tearing me up, friend. I think that is an awesome, awesome thing. Oh, yeah. And to prove that God's in it, He's using Michael to do it. Amen. It's got to be the Lord, ain't it, Michael? Amen. Man, can you see that the popular thing at Villarica High School would be to have a King James Bible stuck up under your arm as you go into class? Amen. You say, well, only 16 came. They just got started. Give them time, man. Let's bathe this thing in prayer and let's pray what Paul asked this prayer request. Pray for us that the word of the Lord might have free course. Amen. Amen. You pray as they have those preachers in down there. Brother Dwayne Moore's got a voice like a freight train horn. Amen. You can hear him 10 miles away. They've got them inside the building now. I don't know that principal down there, but God bless that man and we ought to pray for him. Amen. Amen. He's got them set up in the chorus room. Is that right? Got them set up, got their own little place to have church every Wednesday morning. Praise the Lord for that. Man, that doesn't just happen every day. It just started out with them passing out some gospel tracts which contained what? The Word of the Lord. Amen. And God smiled on that effort, friend. Amen. Let's pray that the Word of the Lord might have free course. In other words, that it might not meet too much resistance. Amen. Amen. There would be nothing the devil would like more than to have that principal fired and have them hire some God-rejecting Bible hater. Yeah. Amen. And tell them, boys, you're done. You can't do this anymore. Amen. 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 So we need to pray for it. We need to pray that the Word of the Lord might have free course. You know what else? You ought to pray that the Word of the Lord might have free course in your workplace. Amen. Brother BJ was asking in the prayer room Sunday night to pray for him that God would give him wisdom into how to go about presenting the gospel and the Bible at work and not get in trouble for it. Amen. Wouldn't it be something if these workplaces would, anybody ever heard of Edwards Pies? Edwards Pies, if you get a pie after your hamburger at Burger King, that's an Edwards Pie. They're right down there in Atlanta. Did you know that still to this day, as far as I know, I haven't bought one in a while, but I know used to, that every Edwards Pie you bought at the grocery store, somewhere inside that box, there were scripture verses. Amen. On every Edwards Pie. What happened? Because somebody loved and respected God's Word, they gave it free course in the workplace. Amen? You say, that'll never happen where I work. What if the owner got saved? Y'all okay? What if the supervisors got saved? I believe revival can come to the workplace. Amen? I remember teaching our preacher boys in preacher class about the great revivals in the early 1800s and early 1900s when revival swept America. And I can remember reading about old Sam Jones. Anybody ever heard of Sam Jones? Circuit riding Methodist preacher, was from Cartersville, Georgia. He was a lawyer, got saved, and started preaching the gospel. How many of you ever heard of the Grand Ole Opry? How about that? This is called the Ryman Auditorium, the old one. You know what it was built for? It was built for Sam Jones to preach in when he came to town. Amen. You look at that thing sometimes. It's got stained glass windows. It's got pews. It's a church. Yes, sir. A railroad tycoon by the name of Ryman. His wife told him, said, won't you build Brother Sam a building to preach in when he comes to town? That's where it come from. Amen. I got sidetracked right there talking about him. But they talk about how when he had come to town to do a revival campaign, that he would be invited into the factories. And all the workers in the factories would be not really forced, but everybody would be invited to a break. You don't have to come, but everybody can take a break if you'd like to. Amen. We've got Brother Sam Jones, the evangelist, in town, and he's going to speak to us for a minute. And they said hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people would get saved in the workplace. Why? Because the word of the Lord had free course. Amen. Now listen, you can get in trouble on your job with the Bible. Amen. You go over company policy and they can fire you. I worked with Brother Randy and Brother Clint in the Board of Education in Douglasville for years. You could not approach a kid and talk to them about the Lord. They could approach you, but you couldn't approach them. Amen. Why? Because the Word of God doesn't have free course anymore. When I was a kid in second grade, Miss Cole was our second grade school teacher, godly lady, who was mean with a 12-inch ruler. So she'd lay your hand back like that and light it up. I'd rather have my backside whipped any day of the week. But every morning, she read an entire chapter of Psalms and a chapter of Proverbs, and we had prayer, and we pledged the American flag and the Christian flag before we ever started school. Every day. We did that every day. What happened? The Word of God lost that free course. And it met major opposition in our country. Let's pray that the Word of the Lord might find free course in our schools again. Let's pray that the Word of the Lord might find free course in the workplace again. Amen. And then in our homes. Amen. I want to look at some scriptures tonight and think about some ways that you and I can glorify God's Word. He said that it might have free course and that it might be glorified. You know what it means to glorify something? Anybody know? Lift it up. Amen. Make much of it. It used to be a greatly respected book. My grandmother, my great-grandmother, Granny Faye's mother, I mean, she was old-timey. Brother, the Bible's laying on the table in the living room. If you set something on top of it, you got scolded. Anything. I mean, it didn't matter. Another book, it didn't matter. What, you laid something on top, nothing went on top of that Bible. Amen. Amen. You know what that was? That was reverence. That was reverence for God's Word. God's Word is no longer reverenced. Amen. I remember a day in America when if a rock and roll star like Marilyn demon-possessed Manson were to take a Bible on stage and urinate on it, he wouldn't have made it out the door. Amen? Y'all okay? We've lost reverence for the Word of God, and we ought to respect it. Amen? We ought to respect it. How do we give reverence to the Word of God? Look at Psalms chapter number 56. Psalms chapter 56. Just a few verses about the verses tonight, and we'll go to the house. Psalms 56. We all know we ought to read our Bible, don't we? Amen. We ought to be reminded of it just every now and then. Amen? Y'all at Psalms 56? Amen. Look at verse number 4. He said, in God I will praise His what? His Word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Look down at verse number 10. He said, in God I will praise His what? Word. In the Lord will I praise His, say it again, Word. Now, you say, that's crazy, praising the Bible. Well, you need to read John chapter number 1. And find out how Jesus relates Himself to the Bible. Amen? He said, in the beginning was the what? The Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word, say it, was God. Amen. This is literally, I don't think I'm holding the flesh of Jesus, but I'm holding His words. Amen? Amen. And I'm holding God's words. Yes, amen. We ought to praise the Bible. We ought to lift it up. Amen? Amen. Amen. Remember when you first got saved and you'd go start reading through it, and buddy, things would just blow your mind. You never saw that before. Amen. Amen. What happened? What happened? Do you still get excited about it? Amen. Do you still get anxious to show somebody, hey, look what the Lord showed me in His Word? Amen. We ought to do that. Amen. We ought to do that. We give reverence by God's Word by reading it. Now, I preach in a lot of places, and I don't necessarily think this is necessary. And there is some scripture for it, I guess. But they stand when they read the Bible. Amen. And when they read the Bible, everybody stands together, and they did that in Nehemiah. They stood while they read the Bible. Yeah. I don't think it's necessary, but I think it's something that they do out of reverence. Yes, sir. Amen. I think it's something they do out of reverence. I know one church I preach in, it doesn't matter how many verses you're going to read. Every time, this little church is in Louisville, Kentucky, every time I tell them to turn to a verse, throughout the whole message, they stand up. You say, well, that's crazy. Well, they're reverencing the Word of God. Amen. I got to give them that. Amen. We ought to reverence God's Word. It ought to be a holy book to us. Not just something we grab as we go out the door for church. Amen. Some people don't even take them home from church. Some people, they leave them right in the pew, right where they are. And I've heard people say, oh, it's just my church Bible, the one who reads at home. I don't know. Yeah, that's a possibility. I'm not saying you don't. Amen. When we bought this building, when we bought this church, the church we bought it from, they had pew Bibles. Yeah. And I'm not against that. I'm against what kind they were. But they had pew Bibles. The only problem I have with that is you're discouraging people from bringing their Bible.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's something special about your Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I guarantee you there's verses I could hand Brother Robbie my Bible and say, find this verse for me. And he'd have a hard time, and I'd have a hard time finding his, but we switch back.
Yeah.
I know which side of the page it's on in my Bible.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
I can probably even tell you if it's highlighted or not. You know what I mean? Amen. You get familiar with your Bible. You ought to use your Bible.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But we ought to have a reverence for the Word of God. Whether you stand when you read it or not, that's between you and the Lord. I don't. I usually lay. I lay in the bed sideways like this right here. Amen. I don't think it matters as long as it's getting in you. Amen.
Amen.
But we ought to revere or give reverence to God's Word. Amen. And we ought to give reverence to it by defending it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Paul said, earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. You know what that means? It means to fight. I know Baptists that'll fight you over everything in the world. They split churches over what color roofing is going on the roof of the building. Over who gets voted on a deacon board. But yet they'll let the Word of God be watered down.
Yeah.
changed and threw out. They're fighting over the wrong stuff. Amen. I don't care what color the roof is. I can't see it. I don't care if it's pink with blue polka dots. I do not care. Brother Robbie likes that. Amen. I don't care. I don't care what color the carpet is, as long as it's attractive and clean. Amen.
Amen.
I'd rather know we've got the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Y'all all right?
Yes,
we ought to take a stand for it. You ought to defend it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Those little yellow tracks we have out there in the track rack. I don't know if there's still some out there or not, Brother Thomas. The from Dial the Truth Ministries got all the scripture version comparisons. That's what it is. You ought to get you some of those things.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, there is no telling how many people those things have helped.
Yeah.
Amen. And when they get their Bible, their NIV or whatever it is, and they turn it and they go, oh, it ain't even in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they find out there's, what, 6,000 verses gone? Is it 6,000?
Yeah.
It's way up there. I think it's 6,000 verses. Gone. I mean, just not changed, erased.
Yeah.
Amen. People go, there's something to this.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all all right?
Yeah.
We ought to reverence God's Word by defending it. I'm not saying go out and start fights. That's not us. That's not what God's called us to do.
Right.
But we ought to defend God's Word.
Yes,
amen. We ought to defend God's Word. We give reverence to it by reading it, by taking a stand, by studying it. Amen. If God cared enough to say it to us, we ought to care enough to try to figure out what He's saying. Amen. I don't think anybody's ever figured the Bible out completely.
Amen, brother.
I don't think so.
Amen.
Because it just keeps giving and keeps giving and keeps giving.
Amen.
Brother Charles, how long you been saved? Over 50 years. Do you understand it all? Amen. We ought to study God's Word. Amen. If the average fella in this part of the country studied the Word of God like they do the habitats of the white-tailed deer. Are you listening to me? Talk to me. I mean, buddy, how many of you men, now y'all be honest, how many of you know when the deer go into rut around here? Everybody that deer hunts got their hands up. We know. We've studied their habitats. We've studied their habits. We know what they do, when they eat, where, what they eat, what they like to eat best. If I ask what do they like best, everybody in here holler acorns. I know. What if we knew the Word of God like that?
Amen.
Amen. Y'all okay?
Amen.
We ought to give reverence to it by studying it. We ought to give reverence to it by giving it preference. In other words, putting it before everything else.
Amen.
Amen. I'm preaching to all of us right here. I know I am. And we ought to show reverence to God's Word by living God's Word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, everybody talks about what a rowdy kid I was, and I was pretty rowdy. But, man, I had more respect for my mother. I'd do what she said just because I loved her, not because I was afraid I'd go and get in trouble. I didn't get in much trouble by disobeying my mama. It was all the other junk I got into. Amen. I didn't mind doing what she told me because I loved her. Amen. And we won't mind doing what God told us because we love Him.
Amen.
If we love Him, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's see here. We ought to glorify God's Word by showing reverence to it and by our reliance on it. Amen. I believe you can rely on God's Word. Y'all all right? I think you can. I think you can trust in God's Word. I believe it's that solid.
Amen.
Amen. I don't think I've got to go to Dr. Phil or Oprah.
That's right.
I believe I can get the answer right here.
Amen.
Amen. I don't think I've got to let somebody who never had children, who wrote a book on rearing children, and tell me how to raise my child.
Amen.
Amen. I believe the Bible's got the answer long before Hillary thought she had it.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all all right? I think we can rely on the Bible. I think it gives good, solid advice. It gives good advice for a man and a wife. It gives good advice for people, Christians, and their church, and their pastor. It gives good advice for about you and your government. Amen. Every area of our life, it's got it covered. And I think we can rely on the advice or the instruction that the Bible gives, don't you? I believe we can rely on the accuracy of God's Word. I think we can rely on that.
Amen.
Amen. I think we can rely on the accuracy of God's Word. I told you about the Pentecostal preacher in Louisiana who came to hear me preach in a meeting there. And the next day he called the pastor and wanted us to come to his office. And he got this thing about eternal security settled. But we walked in his office and he had four Bibles out, laying on his desk at the same time, four. I said, "Brother White, why you got four Bibles out on your desk?" He said, "Well, I want to see what each one says." I said, "You don't need but one." I thought we'd straighten him out on that issue too, but we didn't. Amen. I don't need but one Bible.
Yeah, amen.
Why? Because I can rely on it.
Yeah.
I know it's a little old-fashioned to say, but it was good enough for my grandmother.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. This was the main Bible used in early America when God was all over this country.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If it was reliable then, it's reliable now. And by the way, I know y'all know every bit of the stuff I'm telling you, but the King James text is the only text that's not copyrighted. Did you know that? The King James Bible text is the only Bible text that is not copyrighted. That just tells me one thing. The rest of them's about one thing, money.
Amen.
Y'all all right? We can rely on the accuracy of God's Word. It's right. Somebody said, "Well, I know a college professor. If he had 10 minutes with you, he'd change your mind." No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't.
Amen.
We had a man join our church, a very educated man, who thought he could change my mind on that book. We sat and talked at length. He said, "I got to give you one thing." He said, "You ain't shaking." And I said, "No, sir, I ain't." He was in the hospital having a stent put in his heart. He's laying there in the hospital about half dead, and his little old gray-haired mama elbowed me right beside his bed. She said, "Preacher, you got him straightened out on that Bible yet?" I said, "No, ma'am, not yet. We're working on it, amen? I'm saying it's reliable.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care what they come out with next week. This one is reliable, amen? It's enough. I believe we can depend on the accuracy of His Word. We can rely on it to admonish and instruct us in our life. We can rely on it to tell us what's right. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. We can rely on its ability to do what we're not able to do.
Yes. Right.
Amen. Jesus said, "Now you're clean through the what? Word which I've spoken unto you." Wow. That Bible cleaned you up. Now listen, I believe in studying the Bible. I think you ought to get the Bible Institute, get all of that stuff you can. You ought to get all the Bible knowledge you can. But I honestly believe this. I think reading it is more important than studying it. I really do. I'm talking about running references. I'm talking about just flat out reading it.
Amen.
Watch this. I think reading it is more important than understanding it.
Yes.
Can I prove it to you? Have you ever just been going along about your everyday duties and something come up and that scripture and you go, "Oh."
Yeah.
God will show it to you when it's time.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I think the most important thing is just getting it in there.
Amen, brother.
Then God can do something with it.
Amen.
Amen. "Well, I don't read the Bible because I don't understand it." Well, you don't understand it because you don't read it.
Yeah.
Amen. Does that make sense? I've heard that statement 1,000 times. "I don't read the Bible because I don't understand it." That's really a dumb statement, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amen. That's kind of like being in school and the teacher said, "Eddie, why did you make a 0 on this test? Did you read the assignment?" "Well, no, ma'am." "I don't understand it."
Amen.
I believe this Bible has the ability to do what we're not able to do. I believe it can work in the heart of a husband and a wife to salvage a marriage. Amen. I believe it can work in the heart of a lost man to bring him to Christ. Amen. Brother Ronnie Wright, our missionary to the truck drivers, is in bad health, by the way. If any of you men are interested, Brother David McKenzie over at White Oak, they're having a bass tournament at Brother David's house Saturday to benefit Brother Ronnie to raise money. He's got to have, a liver transplant. Something like that. It's real serious. It's real serious. But Brother Ronnie got saved. I'll never forget his testimony. He's driving a big rig on the road, and somewhere on 75, going into Knoxville, Tennessee, he said every time he'd go up that stretch of road, there's a billboard, and it had some scripture verse. I forgot what it was. He said that thing, every time he said those words, just seemed like they got bigger every time he passed it. And that thing wore on him and wore on him and wore on him. One day he pulled that truck off the side of the road and he got saved. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Brother Jerry Clausen's, Sister Irene's husband, same thing with a gospel tract. Pulled off on the side of the road and got saved.
Amen.
Amen. That Bible has the ability to do what you and I don't have the ability to do. Amen. You okay? I believe we glorify God's word by giving reverence to it, by relying on it, and simply by receiving it. Simply by receiving it, just accepting it. How many of you would be honest enough to say there's parts of the Bible you don't like? Amen. It's amen or oh me. Amen. There's parts of it, that's tough. How many times shall I forgive my brother? Try that one. If they smite me on my right cheek, what am I supposed to do? Offer him the other one? I mean, that stuff's hard, man. Love your enemies. There's some stuff in this Bible that's tough. But we've got to accept it. Amen. We've got to accept it. Look at Acts chapter number 17. Acts chapter number 17. I'm going the wrong way. Y'all still doing okay? We've barely been in church an hour. We'll be out of here in just a few minutes. Acts chapter number 17. Look at verse number 11. The Bible says these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Amen. There's some people that just won't receive God's word. You ever got in an argument with somebody and said, oh, it's just a book? They won't receive it. People don't understand the Bible because they won't receive it. Did you know you can take the Ten Commandments off of every courthouse wall in America and that doesn't belittle the Ten Commandments one bit? That doesn't weaken God's word one bit. You know the difference between a lost man and a saved man? One received God's word and one didn't. One said, you're right, God, I'm a sinner and I'm on my way to hell if I don't trust you. Amen. And one said, no, I'm okay. One received God's word, one rejected it. One rejected it. Remember when Paul was witnessing to Agrippa, the king? And he said, Paul, almost thou hast persuaded me to become a Christian. You know what he did? He rejected God's word. Amen. He rejected God's word. Do you know what you do when you say, now don't get mad at me here, but when you say, I don't think it's right to spank your child, you know what you're doing? You're rejecting God's word. Amen. One lady got mad years ago because we had preached so hard against premarital sex. You're just rejecting God's word.
Amen.
Amen. You're just rejecting God's word. One couple got mad, and I like it when people are ready to receive God's word. Had one couple in the church and another couple it may be here tonight, but one couple, same message. I preached about the sin of shacking up. How many knows what that is?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Living with somebody you ain't married to.
Amen.
And I preached against it. One couple got mad and didn't come back to church. One couple said, can we talk to you after church? And said, hey, would you marry us?
Yeah.
Amen, bro.
In a heartbeat, they're still here today.
Yeah.
Amen. What are you saying, preacher? One received it, one rejected it. It's always that way.
Yes.
I want to be on the receiving end.
Amen.
Amen. I want to receive God's word and accept God's word for what He says it is, even when it goes against my ideas, even when it goes against my thoughts, I've got to say, you're right. Why? Because you're God. And you know a little bit more about this than I do. Amen? You know a little bit more about the matters of life than I do. So I've got to say, okay, Lord, you're right. Several years ago when we stood against the homosexual magazine that they put in Blockbuster Video. Y'all remember that? Remember all the attacks I got from so-called gay Christians? Had one call me on the phone, said he was a pastor. A minister, I'm sorry. And he was chewing me up one side and down the other. I said, sir, I'm sorry. I said, I hate it that you're just a Bible reject. I believe every word of the Bible. I said, well, let's get in Romans. Well, that's not what that means. I said, how do you see that any other way? You're making the Bible fit your lifestyle instead of your lifestyle fit the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. When simply put, we've got a choice when we're presented with God's Word, that is to receive it or to reject it. Is that right?
Yes.
Amen. And by receiving it, we glorify it, as Paul was talking about, and give it free course in our lives. I said we can glorify God's Word by giving reverence to it, by relying on it, by receiving it, here and I'm done, by giving the right response to it. You know there's a difference in believing what it says and doing what it says. James said in James chapter number 1 to be ye doers of the word. Amen. Every one of us in this building believe that Bible is true. But every one of us in this building are not doing what that Bible says do. Amen. Y'all all right? Amen. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
Yes,
man, we know what's right.
Yes, sir.
Most of us, I'm pretty sure I could say that, honestly, most of us have been hearing this Bible preached almost all our lives.
Amen.
Almost our entire lives we've been hearing this Bible preached. Amen.
Amen.
How do we respond to it? Amen. The Bible will cause you to remember what God's done for you. The Bible will cause you to review your own life. It'll cause remorse over your own sin. It'll cause you to rejoice in your salvation. It'll cause you to be redirected when you're misguided. It'll cause you to be revived when you're cold. It'll cause you to repent when you need to. And it'll cause you to be recharged when you're weak. Amen. Amen. Let's pray, like Paul, that the word of the Lord might find free course. Amen. That's what I've been, this thing with Michael in the high school, and brother, I can't get that off my mind. I think it's one of the greatest opportunities we've seen presented to us in a long time. Amen. They've got, they just had Brother Dwayne Moore come over there and preach. They got Brother Mark Stroud come and preach. That may be the end of it right there. I think it's an awesome thing. But let's pray that I have free course. In other words, it wouldn't be hindered. That 16 would turn into 36, and 36 would turn into 56, and 56. Amen. How many kids are in that school, Mr.? 1,600 kids. 1,600 kids. Wow. That's a lot. What if we only got half? Wouldn't it be a blessing?
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand our feet tonight. Wow. The Villa Rica High School is the largest high school in Carroll County. Is that right? Wow. That's amazing. Won't take that opportunity lightly, son. Amen. What a blessing.